Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
AP Sports, I'm Tom Merriam. The NBA's Final Four is all set after two Game 7s on Sunday. The first one was played in New York, where AP's Mike Mancuso was on hand.
The Indiana Pacers have advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals with a 130-109 Game 7 win over the Knicks at a disappointed Madison Square Garden. The Pacers shot an insane 76% in the first half as they opened a 22-point lead. Tyrese Haliburton led the Pacers with 26.
For me, it's just feeling out the game, what's needed in that game. And I knew, you know, today's game 7, unload the clip, you know, have no regrets.
The Knicks did fight back, cutting the deficit to 6 points before running out of gas and losing Jalen Brunson to a fractured hand in the third quarter.
The way we just fought, the way we just didn't use excuses, and we just kept finding ways and to the best of our abilities, and that was just our mindset.
Dante DiVincenzo did score 39 points. The Pacers now face the Celtics.
The other decisive game was in Denver, where our Bruce Morton tells us about a stunning end to the Nuggets' reign as NBA champions.
Minnesota roared back from a 20-point deficit for a 98-90 Game 7 victory over the Nuggets. For the second time in franchise history, they advanced to the Western Conference Finals. Coach Chris Finch.
Special moment, man. This is a hell of a team with the best player on the planet. And this series was wild, and this game was just a microcosm of the entire series.
Karl Anthony Towns and Jaden McDaniels led the Timberwolves with 23 apiece. Minnesota will host Dallas on Wednesday in Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals.
No Stanley Cup playoff game Sunday. The Canucks and Oilers will play their 7th and deciding game Monday night in Vancouver for the opportunity to play Dallas in the Western Conference Final. The East Final starts Wednesday night in New York with the Rangers hosting the Panthers. Golf's second major, the PGA Championship, came down to the final stroke, as Graham Agar reports.
Xander Schauffele birdied the last hole of the day to produce a dramatic one-shot victory at the PGA Championship. The 30-year-old Californian can now put to rest the tag of best player yet to win a major, that with a final round 65, good enough for a 21-under par total and a one-shot victory over a charging Bryson DeChambeau, the big hitter closing with a brilliant final round 64 to secure second place. A resurgent Victor Hovland finished third at 18-under.
Here's Schauffele on his major win.
I've become very patient, not knocking off any wins in the last couple of years. Winning is a result. I mean, this is awesome. It's super sweet. But when I break it down, I'm really just proud of how I handled certain moments on the course today. Different from the past.
On the women's side, Nellie Korda resumed her dominance, winning at Liberty National by a stroke for her 6th win and 7 starts on the LPGA Tour this year after her record-tying 5 tournament winning streak was snapped last week.
It's a lot of fun. For me, it's more rewarding that, you know, all the hard work that I've put in, all the roller coaster that I went through from the end of 2021 with my injuries to this year is just super rewarding.
Coming up, a full day of baseball. Baseball, the Phillies added to the majors' best record, as AP's Mike Luongo reports.
The Phillies completed a 3-game sweep of the Nationals with an 11-5 win, trailing 3-2. Philadelphia tied the contest in the bottom of the 5th at a sacrifice fly by Alec Boehm, then took the lead for good on a 2-run double by Cody Clemens. Boehm would close the Phillies scoring with a 3-run home run, his 5th of the season.
I feel like I'm just a little bit more prepared for the at-bats and things like that, and it's just a little bit more specific and a little bit more, a little bit more talked about all throughout the day.
Aaron Nola picked up the win to improve to 6-2.
The Yankees continue to have the American League's best record after winning their 7th straight 7-2 to complete a 3-game sweep of the woeful White Sox. Carlos Rodon gave up 4 hits in 6 innings to beat his former team.
Overall, we had a great game. I thought offensively we played well. Defensively, you know, we saw some really good plays up and down the lineup. Like I said, swung the bat, homer from John Birdie. Awesome, and we came up with a win.
The Orioles remain 2 games behind the Yanks with a big lift from the majors' home run leader. AP's Craig Heist has more.
Gunnar Henderson led off the first inning with his major league leading 15th homer of the season off George Kirby as the Orioles beat the Mariners 6-3, taking 2 of 3 in their weekend series.
Who wouldn't say they want to be at the top home runs in the major leagues? But, yeah, just going out there and trying to, like I said, help the team win and homers come with it, and so be it.
Colton Cowser had 3 hits, an RBI, and 2 runs scored. Cedric Mullins chipped in with a pair of RBI singles. Corbin Burns improved to 4-2 with 6 strong innings, fanning 11.
Also in the American League, the Royals topped the Athletics 8-4. The Angels beat the Rangers 4-1. The Blue Jays knocked off the Rays 5-2. The Guardians maintained their lead in the AL Central by handing the Twins their 6th straight loss, 5-2, on Will Brennan's 3-run homer in the bottom of the 9th.
I knew as soon as Hemi got second, they were going to walk nails. So it's kind of been that situation all year where I haven't taken advantage of it and kind of took it personal. That's what nails always tells me to do, and, you know, paid off.
In the National League, the Padres crushed the Braves 9-1. The Pirates edged the Cubs 3-2. The Giants downed the Rockies 4-1. The Mets beat the Marlins 7-3. And the Dodgers won a game of 2 teams moving in opposite directions, as our Dave Ferry reports.
Shohei Ohtani had the game-ending hit in the Dodgers' 3-2 win over the Reds, delivering an RBI single in the bottom of the 10th. It was his 2nd career walk-off hit and his 1st in 3.5 years. Andy Pages smacked a 2-run homer for L.A., which took 3 of 4 from Cincinnati. Winning pitcher Anthony Banda worked a perfect 10th in his Dodgers debut, helping them to their 20th victory in 26 games. The Reds have dropped 7 straight series and are losers in 15 of their last 18 games.
In interleague play, the Red Sox socked the Cardinals 11-2, the Diamondbacks tamed the Tigers 6-4, and the Astros downed the Brewers 9-4. NASCAR, Joey Logano dominated the short track at North Wilkesboro Speedway, leading all but 1 of 200 laps to win his 2nd All-Star race. And in the WNBA, the Seattle Storm won a matchup of 0-2 teams, topping the Washington Mystics 84-75. Tom Merriam, AP Sports.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.